News Talk 1360 WCHL presents Side Dish, hosted by Deborah Miller. Tune in for 30 minutes of tasty talk with culinary aficionados, wine connoisseurs, and more. Side Dish is locally produced by News Talk 1360 WCHL. Now let's get to the tasty talk with Deborah Miller.
Welcome to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller, and I have lured Andrea Weigel over to my table today. I'm so excited. I just saw you. It had been a long time. I hadn't seen you since you had a baby, and it had been a while, maybe 8 months, 8 or 9 months.
At least, yeah.
And we recently got to sit on a judging panel together for a shrimp and grits throwdown at the Carolina Inn. That was so much fun.
It was a lot of fun. It was. And I kind of liked that it was blind judging, that we didn't know whose dishes it was.
We tried to guess.
We did. It was pretty easy to guess Vimala's.
Yes.
Because curry, shrimp, and grits, it could only come from Vimala.
Only.
We were in the back room trying to figure out, was this Il Palio? Was this Carolina Inn?
Yep.
Was this glass half full?
Yep.
And we were pretty much all wrong.
And we were. I mean, the only one we got right, pretty much right, was Vimala's. And the winner was Top of the Hill.
Right.
Which was, theirs was a real different take on it. So it was fun. Well, so during the judging, we're all sitting in this room and we're talking, and you let it slip that you had just completed a new certification.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
I am now a certified barbecue judge with the Kansas City Barbecue Society.
How on earth? Did they come to you?
No. So this is what happened. The Peak City Pig Fest is going to happen in June. I think like June 22nd, 23rd.
Peak City.
It's Apex. Apex's nickname is the Peak City.
Okay.
So
I knew that.
The Apex Sunrise Rotary Club decided to do a fundraiser, and they thought, let's do a barbecue contest. And there were no Kansas City Barbecue Society contests in the Triangle. So they were granted the opportunity to have this contest this June, and so they have to certify judges. And so they held a barbecue judge class. And so my husband is a huge backyard griller, uh-huh, smoker, kind of person. And he's competed in one barbecue contest. And so he was kind of intrigued by it. I thought, well, this might make a good story.
A great story.
Yeah, which I'm going to write. I'm writing a story right now that will run in Sunday's paper so you can read all about it. But we just decided we'll take a Saturday afternoon and see what this is all about. And it was kind of...
So did he go too?
Yeah, he did. Though you will not see him in any of the pictures that run in the paper.
He doesn't want to get in the...
No.
What does he do in his real life?
He works right now for a rural nonprofit.
Okay.
He used to work at the newspaper. And now he has switched to a new job. But he's I tell people he cooks more than I do, and he does. He's just a huge
Does most cook. Of his happen outside on the grill?
We before the baby was born, we invested in a huge, beautiful new gas grill,
uh-huh,
because my reasoning was he's going to cook more than I am, so I want him to.
No, that's great thinking. That is great thinking.
Yeah, and we have a smoker and a Weber, a bullet smoker and a charcoal grill. So
uh-huh,
we are well equipped for him to cook outside.
Does he? I mean, is he cooking? I used to cook when I lived in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
I was out doing the smoking a turkey, and it was 20 degrees outside.
He, for a special occasion, he will do that. He grew up in Missouri, so he's a Kansas City barbecue fan.
Uh-huh.
And we have eaten. He's taken me to Arthur Bryant's and a couple other of the, places you must taste barbecue at in Kansas City. So...
Well, what's the certificate? What's that process like? Is it a day long?
It is. It's like a 5-hour class, and they kind of take you through the rules of what their competition is. And
uh-huh,
so the competitive teams make chicken, pork ribs, beef brisket, and pork shoulder. So you're not going to see Eastern North Carolina barbecue in one of these competitions because you can only use the pork shoulder.
And so it's not about the sauce.
No, not generally, but they can serve it however they want. They want to serve it sauce. They just want to do a dry rub, however they want, as long as they follow the rules and parameters for cooking it. And there are tons of rules for the cook teams, and a lot of it seems like it was in response to somebody kind of pushing the envelope a little bit, and then the society said, no, you can't do that.
Well, that's how most rules end up.
Right. So it was, you know, it was like 3 hours of lecture and slides about where these cuts come from the animals and that kind of thing. And then we finally got to eat.
And who was cooking for that?
They brought in one of the competitive cook teams to, and they started the night before and cooked everything that we ate that day. And it was, you know, I thought a lot about this because I've judged a lot of cooking contests. I mean, that shrimp and grits contest is typical. And, you know, I have my own way of doing it. If I really like a dish, I'll save it and taste it again.
Well, I watched you do that, and you said that when we were tasting the shrimp and grits, and I did the same thing. And I ended up with three that I didn't want to let go of.
Right. And it's not like you're not allowed to do that at all with Kansas City Barbecue Society. It's a much different judging process because, you know, you're just judging each entry independently. You're supposed to taste it, score it, and move on. You do not do comparison. And the hardest part about it is you're not supposed to react. So you're supposed to not talk to the fellow judges. You're supposed to hide your scorecard. You're supposed to be very neutral in your body language and not say a word. And during this class, I was seated next to a former state senator, David Weinstein. And that poor man cannot eat and not talk.
I'd have a hard time with that.
I mean, I did too. I had a really horrible rib, and there's a picture of it, and my face, I'm just frowning as I'm eating this thing. And it's really hard. You realize it's really difficult not to do that. And he was just chattering away the entire time that we were tasting and judging, and our table captain kept chastising us, saying, stop talking, no talking. It was really funny.
And how many of you were there?
There were 60 of us in the room.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. There were a ton of people who signed up.
Well, we're going to have to go to break in a second. When we come back, I have tons of questions about how this process happens and the difference between, say, maybe a Memphis barbecue judge and a Kansas City judge and all that good stuff. But before we go, tell us the name of your blog and Twitter and all that stuff.
My blog is Mouthful, and it's at the News and Observer website. So it's blogs.newsobserver.com/mouthful. And my Twitter handle is my name. So it's Andrea, W-E-I-G-L.
And is that hashtag or at?
Oh,
well,
it's
you
at.
Just go find it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I do follow you, and I do read your blog, and you sort of were my inspiration for my own blog. So don't go away. You're listening to Side Dish on 1360 WCHL.
We now return to Side Dish, News Talk 1360 WCHL's locally produced program dedicated to all things food. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller, and around my table today is Andrea Weigel, from the food writer for the News and Observer, and we are talking about a certification that you just went through to be a in the Kansas City barbecue realm. And before we get out of here today, I want you to tell me the difference between that and all the other barbecues in the country, which there's a ton. But you were talking about all the people in the room, and there were
60 people who signed up to be certified.
That's
barbecue
judges. A lot
judges.
Of people.
And what I was really interested to learn is that at least a quarter of them were actually competitive cooks who compete in these competitions. And so they were taking the classes to kind of get an insider's view of the judging process to help them perform better when they cook.
And so they can do that? There's no rule
No, there's no rule.
I mean, out of all the rules, that's
right,
not.
Right, that's not one of them. And so that was really interesting. And there were quite a number of competitive folks there who are also planning to cook at this competition in Apex in June.
All right, so you're certified. Now what? How do you get your name out there in the big fish bowl to get drawn to come and judge a well-known contest?
Well, let me explain a little bit about the KCBS, the Kansas City Barbecue Society. So it's the largest competitive barbecue contest organization in the country and has like 16,000 members and more than 400 competitions across the country. And most people know about the American Royale, which is in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the big competitions in the country. You mentioned
it's like the Olympics.
Right. You've mentioned Memphis in May,
uh-huh,
which used to have its own sanctioning body. And then you make your way up to work to compete in Memphis. But that body is no more. And so the Kansas City Barbecue Society is really the only sanctioning barbecue contest body in the country. Not that Memphis in May doesn't happen. It does, but it's not.
So they use the Kansas City. They draw from that pool.
I assume that they do. And I'm not exactly sure how people get to compete in Memphis in May. But
I don't know anymore. Oh, and you mean the judges or the teams?
The teams.
You know, I used to know because after living in Memphis, one of the things I did was I was a Memphis in May volunteer, and I was on the barbecue contest committee and there were a million committees. I was on the judges committee and a judge escort, but that was many, many years ago, and it would be fun to see how that's changed.
Right,
that was 20 some years ago.
Right, I think the American Royale is the same as most of the competitions. You apply, your cook team puts in an application, and then you get accepted or not accepted depending on space. But they have another competition that is in Memphis called the Jack Daniel's Invitational, and it is their Super Bowl, and you have to win a state championship. You have to win a contest that's certified as a state championship to then get invited to the Jack Daniel's. And that's the big deal for the KCBS competitive teams.
So are you looking forward to – okay, let me back up. I'm asking you if you're going to look forward to that. You obviously are. If you get invited to go be a judge – is that something that you go as a representative of the paper? Is that you're representing yourself?
Well, here's how it works. And I was kind of surprised to hear this. But, like, there's tons of certified judges. And so judges apply to the contests to be accepted as a judge. And so I could certainly have applied to the Apex Rotary Club, Apex Sunrise Rotary Club, to be a judge in this contest. And they choose. And when we went into that class, they had already gotten more applications from judges than they were going to need for that contest.
But wouldn't you think that's true for every?
Yeah. They're looking for, my sense is they're looking for a mix. They're looking for new judges, mm-hmm, and experienced judges, and a lot of spouses do this together and they plan their vacations around it. You know, so they're looking to fill a wide array of judges, or choose a wide array of judges for these events, because you can't just choose only experienced judges.
Right.
Then you don't get new people interested
with new perspectives, and there's no real incentive to.
Right. Like if you apply to three and you never get chosen, then you're like, well, I wasted $100 getting certified as a judge.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they do make a real effort to mix it up in terms of their judging pool.
Well, I was lucky back in the fall to judge a small barbecue contest at City Market in Raleigh. And Al's, of course, they won. They were the best. And we did get to talk, and there were.
Is that Big Al's Barbecue in North Raleigh?
Yeah. I mean, isn't there one right there at City Market?
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. It was really good. Mm-hmm. And there were only, there were just two judges. So that wasn't really a. I was one of their celebrity judges, and I can't remember his name. He was on the morning news forever. But. I didn't have formal training. I would love to know the next time that happens. I would go do that.
They're talking about doing another class this fall because they had such a long waiting list for the class this spring. And so they're talking about doing it.
So, well, your article that you're working on, is the article coming from this is what it was like being in that class? This is this is what the certification is like.
Yeah, it's a first person kind of my introduction into this subculture, because it's like
it is a subculture.
Because you walk in that room, it's mostly men. There were maybe 10 women. And there's all this language that you don't understand, like sculptured meat and the money muscle and, you know, cook teams, which is what they call the competitive teams.
Uh-huh.
And there's all these rules that you don't understand. And then all the guys that are already certified as judges have these lanyards on them with their KCBS name tag and buttons from all the competitions they judged. It's really
like Grateful Dead heads.
Yeah. And so, you know, and like when my husband and I walked up to the building, you know, the team was cooking outside. And as soon as they were checking on their ribs, as soon as they lifted that lid to that pig cooker, like everybody's cell phones came out so they could take pictures, you know, including my husband. So it's just like, it, you know, people who love this kind of thing, they really love it and get into it. And so it's interesting.
Well, I can't wait for your first judging. I mean, you'll write about that too, right?
Yeah, I will. Unfortunately, I won't be doing it this June. But my husband and I hope to
plan a trip.
Yeah, plan a trip and, you know, maybe find a babysitter.
Yeah, there you go. Well, we're about to have to go to break again. When we come back, we're going to talk more. We're talking with Andrea Weigel and her recent afternoon, 5 hours, is that right? Spent learning to be a barbecue judge. Before we go, blog and Twitter.
Yes, my blog is blogs.newsobserver.com/mouthful.
Mm-hmm.
And my Twitter is my name, so it's Andrea, W-E-I-G-L.
Y'all need to follow this woman. She's got her nose. I sort of like, no, I don't want to say nose to the grind, because in food terminology, that's kind of weird. But don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Side Dish on 1360 WCHL.
We now return to Side Dish, News Talk 1360 WCHL's locally produced program dedicated to all things food. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller. Around my table, Andrea Weigel. We are talking official barbecue contest judging. And you were telling me, you were sort of hinting at the way that they're supposed to do a presentation, there are rules as to what can be on the plate, and that part of your test was that they tried to trick you.
Yes. So I didn't really see this coming, but I should have. So you have this lecture for 3 hours, and then finally you're starving, and they start bringing out the food to kind of walk you through the judging process.
Each different kind of chicken.
Yeah, so they bring chicken and pork shoulder and ribs and brisket. And they had talked about, you know, what can be in the styrofoam container is really just the meat and maybe some greenery. And they really only let green leaf lettuce, parsley, or cilantro. I don't know why cilantro, but they do.
Yeah.
And so no red leaf lettuce, no kale, you know, nothing.
No spinach?
No, I don't think you'd let spinach. I don't know. We'd have to go look or ask the certified master judge. So when they started bringing out these containers, you judge, and then he'd ask you, okay, who scored it? Who scored it 1, 8, 9, whatever, and who disqualified it? And if you were smart enough to notice that it was red leaf lettuce, then you realized that it should have been disqualified.
Well, so you were judging on a 1 to what scale?
It's a 1 to 9 scale. And you're actually a 1 is a disqualification. And so it was really they tried to trick you that way. The other thing that the teams have to do is they have to cut enough portions so that each judge can take something with their fingers. And with the ribs, that can be kind of tricky. You have to make sure that it's cut all the way through.
Right.
And so if it gets down the end of the table and there isn't enough for that sixth judge at the table, that entry can be disqualified. So they would trick us by, like, only cutting 2 ribs in half, and so that there weren't enough portions for the table. Or then you'd see judges at the end of the table trying to rip ribs apart, which you're not supposed to do. And so there were all these little tricks that they were trying to get you to prepare you for what can happen in a real life judging situation.
Well, how many different people's barbecue were you tasting at that point?
We just tasted one from this one cook team, but they obviously had cooked it in kind of different ways because, like, some of the ribs were really because they wanted people to have different scores. So some of the ribs were like blackened and awful, and some of the ribs were amazing.
And this is where you're trying not to make a face,
right? Exactly. You know, and it's just it was ridiculously hard.
So they were charged with mess some of these up. Oh,
and
my gosh!
So that you can have the real kind of experience, and it was a lot of fun to learn all of this stuff, and I'm really looking forward to judging.
Well, I can't wait to hear about your first official duty as a judge. Well, let us know.
Yeah.
That would be fun. I know in Memphis it used to be part of it had to do with the presentation, and that presentation included how the table was set and what else was on the plate, even though they weren't judging beans and slaw. I mean, in Memphis you had beans and slaw. So presentation in your case, just means greenery.
Right. And, you know, you're not even supposed to discount them if they don't include greenery. They don't have to include greenery. But, like, a couple ribs in a styrofoam container looks pretty pathetic. So most of the teams do use some kind of lettuce to make it look a little bit nicer.
Well, thank you for coming and telling us about this. It's very exciting. So I want you to come back after you've judged your first one.
I will. I promise.
Thank you. We've been talking with Andrea Weigel, and you've been listening to Side Dish on 1360 WCHL.
Thank you for listening to Side Dish, tasty talk with culinary aficionados, wine connoisseurs, and more. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Side Dish, an exclusive broadcast of News Talk 1360 WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News Talk and Tar Heel Station.